I am Joe Martin, host of this special podcast today, as we're with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. The Blood Bank connects donors to patients who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and in the other communities that they serve. Dee, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Dee, for those that don't know, can you tell us more about the amazing work that the Blood Bank does behind the scenes for all of us in the communities you serve?
Absolutely. So for anyone that doesn't know, Community Blood Bank is the sole provider of blood and blood products to our local hospitals. So UPMC Hammett, AHN St. Vincent, Mill Creek Community, Corey Memorial, and the VA. In total, we supply 17 hospitals and 7 medevac bases over Northwest PA and Western New York. We are the link between volunteer blood donors and the patients in our partner hospitals, ensuring that there's enough blood available each day for the patients that need it.
Dee, I have heard for years that it's even more important to donate blood during the summer months. Is that true and why?
It is true. So while the need for blood is ongoing, summers can be more difficult. And that's because around 20% of our donor base comes from high school and college students. So in the summer, when schools aren't in session, we see a significant drop in donations. During those summer months, we then need to rely on community drives or donors coming into our Erie Donor Center to make up for that loss of donors.
We're speaking with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. Dee, I know from our past conversations just how important your donors are to you at the Blood Bank. Can you elaborate on this?
Of course, yes, they are so important. Like we said, there's no substitute for blood, and it can't be manufactured. So we have to rely on volunteer blood donors to roll up their sleeves and ensure a safe blood supply for our hospitals. In our community, less than 2% donate every year. It's really an alarming stat when you consider that over 60% of the population is eligible to donate. So our donors are very important to us, important to the local hospitals, to your listeners, and to everyone in the community.
Indeed, for all of us who live in Erie, we've all seen the Community Blood Bank of Northwestern Pennsylvania and Western New York be very visible all over Erie for years with your blood mobile. Can you tell us about your May promotions and how the Erie community can help support the Blood Bank?
Sure. Like we said before, so summers are a really difficult time for blood donation. Because of that, May has become a really exciting month at CBB. This year, we are going to be celebrating our 6th annual Donor Appreciation Day. It will be held Friday, May 17th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at our Erie Donor Center, which is located at 2646 Pete Street. So this day is designed to celebrate our donors who have achieved a milestone in the previous year. And it also serves as an open house for our community to learn about the importance of blood donation. People can stop by, enjoy food. It's a great opportunity to donate for the first time. And if you're ever curious about what happens to your blood after you donate, you can get a tour of kind of the behind the scenes of the lab of the blood bank. So with that, anyone that donates on Friday, May 17th from 8 to 8 will receive a meal voucher from one of 2 great food trucks. So we have E-Dogs and Vintage Wood Fire Pizza and a dessert voucher for Smiley's. All 3 will be serving food at the Erie Donor Center from 11 to 7. Donors that day also receive a special Donor Day t-shirt. And they get tickets to enter into our gift card raffle, which has over 24 gift cards from various local restaurants. And then donors will also be entered to win our May kayak giveaway. So all month long in May, we actually have 2 kayak giveaways going on for each half of the month. So each winner will receive 2 kayaks and 2 paddles. And the first winner will be announced during Donor Day.
Dee, we really appreciate you being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us today. To learn more about the Blood Bank, be sure to visit fourhearts.org. That's fourhearts.org today. Thanks for listening to another WPSE podcast production.